Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1996, the tide was high. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1996 gave us Mad Cow Disease and Nintendo 64. However, a drugged movie mystery made 1996 a strange year. PCP on the Titanic, August 1996.
Did you eat any of the PCP spiked clam chowder from the set of Titanic? And did they ever catch the person responsible?
Yeah, that's kind of a crazy story.
On August 9th, 1996, when lunch was served on the set of Titanic, the soup contained a secret ingredient, phencyclidine, better known as PCP. On the Halifax, Nova Scotia set, the cast and crew of Titanic, including director James Cameron, producer John Landau, cinematographer Caleb Deschanel, and actors Bill Paxton and Susie Amice, were ready to complete the scene shot on the evening of August 8th and move on to Mexico, where a massive replica of the Titanic was waiting on an outdoor soundstage in Baja. However, just across Halifax Bay, the crew broke for lunch at midnight, courtesy of local caterers. The specifics of the chowder seemed to be murky at best. Cameron claims it was a mussel chowder. Paxton claimed it was clam chowder. The Halifax police report suggested it was lobster. Susie Amice was one of the few cast and crew who wasn't interested in the chowder. And Cameron, who is now married to Amice, said, quote, "She's always been high on my list of suspects as a result." It didn't take long for the consequences to manifest for the more than 60 people who did consume the chowder. Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio were fortunate to be away from the Halifax operation. Bill Paxton told Entertainment Weekly back in 1996, quote, "Some people were laughing, some people were crying, some people were throwing up." Cameron, who claimed a crew member used a pen to stab him in the face, watched helplessly as his team disintegrated. According to Entertainment Weekly, the Titanic onset doctor, Dr. Rob Roy, said, quote, "These people were stoned. They had no idea what was going on." More on that after this break.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The scene at Dartmouth General Hospital was chaotic. Marilyn McAvoy, a set painter, told Vice, quote, "Eventually, we all got put into these cubicles with the curtains around us, but no one wanted to stay in their cubicles. Everyone was out in the aisles, jumping into each other's cubicles. People had a lot of energy. Some were in wheelchairs, flying down the hallways. I mean, everyone was high. I didn't have any experience with drugs, but others were saying it was like the beginning of an acid trip." The hospital personnel instructed them to consume liquid charcoal while still believing that the team had a very strange case of food poisoning. Later that afternoon, the police were summoned, and a toxicology report determined that PCP was to blame. The question is, who spiked the chowder? Over the course of a 2.5-year investigation, the Halifax Police Department obtained a list of all set workers and executed a warrant for the Department of Health documents. On February 12, 1999, the case was closed due to a lack of suspects and remains a PCP-laced mystery. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.